It's time for the Swap Shop Hour. Give us a call at 740-383-9944. It's time for Swap Shop. Come on, friends. If you're gonna sell it, we're gonna tell it. So pick up your phone and let me make it perfectly clear. It's time for Swap Shop. Good old Swap Shop. We're gonna try and sell it here. 740-383-9944.
Hey, good afternoon. This is Glenn Coble, and you're listening to Swap Shop. We just had a great couple hours with Fred Malone from the Historical Society, and we're going to move right on over to Swap Shop. We've been getting a few calls lately, as I guess people are not quite as afraid of the COVID virus and are willing to, at least with masks and stuff like that, maybe sell some of their tchotchkes. So if you have something that you're interested in selling, as long as it doesn't require, you know, some sort of registration like guns or cars or homes or trailers or things like that, give us a call and maybe we can help you sell it. We'll give your product over the air and hopefully get somebody to buy it for you. And we have a call already. Let's go to the phone. You're on the air. How can we help you? This is Swap Shop. You're on the air. How can we help you? Hello?
Hey, Glenn.
Yeah, you're on the air with Swap Shop.
Can you tell me, by any chance, is the farm market going to be uptown today and what time?
I really haven't heard on that, but we'll ask our listeners to give us a message. If the you mean the one that's down there in the park area across to...
Yeah,
okay. I will ask our listeners to call in if that's going to go on. I'm sorry, I don't have that as a... I don't have an answer for you.
And pass that on to the listeners. And is... the market opened in the Amish country over west.
Now, I wouldn't know that at all, but also I'll ask. Okay. If we have anybody that has information about the Amish country market.
Ask somebody if they might know, and if they do, they will pass it on. Okay. And if I hear, I'll pass it on too, okay?
Okay, very good. Thanks for calling in.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Have a great day. All right, yeah, those are good questions. And those are questions that I guess we need to answer, but I don't have a list of the places that are closed, and that might not be a bad idea to start a list of places that I do know, and I have it sitting right in front of my face. It says that the Bratwurst Festival they have decided not to have the Bratwurst Festival. That was going to be on the August 13th, 14th, and 15th, but... their board met last week, and they decided to proceed by not having the Bratwurst Festival. They thought they would be able to do it safely, but they had enough concern that they decided to do away with this year's Bratwurst Festival. That's something that's been going on for a long time. But if you happen to know whether the Marion Festival is food thing, farmers market, is going to be open, give us a holler. We do have a phone call here, and I'll get right to the phone. You're on the air with Swap Shop. Hey, how you doing? How can we help you?
Oh, I'm flabbergasted. I got through.
I'm glad. Yeah. Did you call right?
Well, I can't. What happened is I got to go outside because my phone won't get me by the radio. So I have to come outside. Sorry about that.
No, that's
fine. I have three items for sale.
Okay, give them to us.
I got a Duncan Fife drop leaf antique table that's 56 inches wide with the leaves open, and with the extension in the middle, it goes out 64 by 3 foot.
It's by 3 feet,
I think it's cherry.
Okay.
Pretty nice. I want $65 for it. And I also have
a good
humidifier. It don't look real good, but it works good, and I'm asking $40 for it.
A dehumidifier or a humidifier?
And third item is that small Whirlpool window air conditioner. It works great. It'll fit in a window for one room, like 24 and up inch-wise, and I'm asking $65 for it. And I can be reached at 740-802-0895.
Now, let me go back over that. Was that a humidifier or a dehumidifier?
Uh-oh.
Hello?
I might have lost him. Are you there?
I'm still here. I can hear you. Uh-oh. All right. Let me go back over what I did get from our past caller. Hang on just a second. As I have to turn the phone down. He has a Duncan Fife drop leaf table, and it extends out to about 64 inches by 3 feet, and he thinks it's cherry. And he was wanting $65 for that, which is a very inexpensive price. And I think he had a humidifier. We were losing a little bit of the contact there. I think he said $40 for a humidifier. Now, it might have been a dehumidifier, but I'm going to give you the phone number here at the end, and you can call and find out. And then he had a Whirlpool air conditioner, one of those window air conditioners, and a smaller one, you know. They work really well. I have one myself so that we don't have to turn on the whole air. We can just air condition our bedroom and the puppy dog, my wife and myself, and we're comfortable, snug as a bug in a rug. So he has one of those, and I missed the price that he's asking for that. But here, let me give you the phone number, and you can call him, and he, I'm sure, will tell you exactly what he wants for all these. It's 740-802-0895. Let me give you that again, and I'll note that he did say 1 before the 740, so you may have, it may be a long-distance call, so you may have to dial the 1, I'm not sure, but 740-802-0895, and thanks very much for calling to Swap Shop. You're listening to Swap Shop, and I'm Glenn Coble, and we had a great couple of hours prior to this with Fred Malone talking about the Historical Society and all the things that they have done and all the things that unfortunately they're having to decide whether they're going to continue to do this year or not because of the virus epidemic. And I'm sorry for all of us. There's not much we can do, but we can stay inside. We can keep our masks on, and we can try to keep 6 feet or more distance between each other. It's not that bad. I understand that both Kroger and Whirlpool next week, Kroger and Walmart next week are going to require that if you come into one of their stores, you will have to wear a mask. I was a little surprised. I wear a mask all the time when I'm outside, but I was a little surprised when I went to Walmart last week, and I would venture to say that I was only one of 25% of the people that had a mask on. It's, you know, it's so simple. It's not uncomfortable, and it will might save your life. It might save your kid's life. It might save your mom or dad's life, or it might save somebody else's life because you're not breathing on them. All right. You're listening to Swap Shop here on WWGH. Let me go over the first thing that was called in today. A gentleman called in. He has a Duncan and Fife drop leaf table, and he thinks it's cherry. And if it's cherry, I'll tell you what, he's not asking a high enough price. Duncan Fife drop leaf table, and it extends out to 64 inches, which is what, 5 feet? I think pretty close to that. 5 feet by 3 feet, cherry. He only wants $65 for that. He also has either a humidifier or dehumidifier. If you need one or the other, you'll have to call him and find out which it was. I'm sorry. I couldn't quite understand him. His phone was cutting out a little bit. I think he asked $40 for that, but you can, again, you can ask him. And he also has one of those window whirlpool air conditioners that I missed out on what the price was on that, but give him a call, 740-802-0895. If you have a tchotchke you want to sell, or, you know, I still don't know what a tchotchke is, but if you have anything you're interested in selling, as long as it's legal, as long as it's not something that needs to be registered, give us a call at 740-383-9955 for and we'll see if there's anybody out there that's looking for what you have to sell. Again, let me give you that phone number again. 740-383-9955. You're listening to Swap Shop with Glenn Coble. I'm hoping that this will start to pick up a little bit, as if we can ever figure out how we're going to calm this virus down. Now, I heard today on the news that there is some sort of medicine that they have perfected now and they're working on that will help diminish the effects of the virus, which would be wonderful. And also, they're really thinking that there might be a vaccine coming in the next few months. Not tomorrow or not next month, but maybe before the end of the year, maybe just around the beginning of the next year. Wouldn't that be wonderful? We could get those shots. Now, if you're like my wife, you'll put off getting your shot, and then it'll be a waste of time. But my wife, I don't know, I don't think she's afraid of getting a shot. I think she just doesn't like to go out of the house. She's kind of a shy, a reticent lady. That was always attractive to me, because I am not. I'm the opposite of that. But anyway, I'm going to go out and get my flu shot as soon as they have it. And as soon as they have a shot for this COVID-19, I'm going to be first in line. I'm not afraid of shots at all. You know, if you were ever in the service like I was, if in basic training, they give you, I don't know, 12, 15 shots in a row, right in a row. And they're not all shots. They were done with the, you know, the pneumatic gun. And by the time you were done with the, you just went down a row and they'd shoot you or they'd blast you. And by the time you got the end, your arms were covered with little streams of blood from where you got shot or you got the needle stuck in. Anyway, you're listening to Swap Shop. I've got some trivia for you. All right, we'll talk about trivia. I'll go back and give you those items that gentleman wanted to sell here in a few minutes. And if you have something you want to sell, give us a call, 740-383-9955. All right, which actress keeps her Oscar in her bathroom so guests can hold it and make speeches in the mirror shame-free? That's something I think I would have done if I was ever lucky enough. You know, my buddy, Dave Ruprecht, who does Supermarket Sweep, you may have seen him. I think it's still on the air in rerun, but I think the live stuff went off, I don't know, maybe 5-6 years ago. But Dave Ruprecht, he and I were classmates together at Valparaiso University in the theater department, and he always won everything. He was better looking than I am. I mean, actually, I was pretty good looking back then, but he had that little boyish look, which he still has. Anyway, Dave always won all the prizes. I'd come in second. Oh, well. Not that I'm sore or anything. Anyway, which actress keeps her Oscar in the bathroom so guests can hold it and make speeches in the mirror shame-free? Kate Winslet. I think that's a fantastic idea. Now, I have a couple of awards. Maybe I'll put them in my bathroom. I'm not sure you'd make a speech to an award that I got for having the best media guide in the nation or anything like that. But anyway, all right, let's continue on. And I will pop up one of these questions if we don't have lots of callers. I will have give you the opportunity to be an attaboy winner. We pat you on the back or pat you on the head if you get the question right. But I'll let you know. I'll say right before the question that we're going to do it, I'll say you've got 3 minutes, 4 minutes to call in, and then you can call in and be the smartest person in Marion for that moment, all right? All right, in medieval England, what was used as currency, especially for rental agreements? All right. This one I'm going to give you 3 minutes for. I cannot believe anybody will know the answer to this. In medieval England, what was used as currency specifically for rental agreements? You got 3 minutes, okay? What is the most common letter in the English alphabet? Most common letter. It's not Z. We all know that, right? It's not Q, we know that for sure. Probably not a lot of, well, actually it's not 25 other letters. It's only the letter E. All right? That's the most common letter used in the English alphabet. I would have thought it was A, nope, it's E. That stands to reason since we have a lot of words that end in E, you know, the silent E at the end. Okay. All right. We're waiting for somebody to come up with the idea of what was used as currency specifically for rental agreements back in medieval days. All right. You're listening to Swap Shop. We'll keep on going with some of this trivia. If you've got something that you want to sell, give us a call, 740-383-9944. All right. Chimpanzees and gorillas have human-like fingerprints, and so do what other non-human animals? They have fingerprints like humans. Chimpanzees and gorillas. Now, that kind of stands to reason, doesn't it? But this one, you're not going to get it. It's a non-human that has fingerprints just like humans, koalas, koala bears. I love koala bears. They sleep 24 hours a day. I wouldn't mind doing that. Yes, I would. Yes, I would. As a retired man, I do sleep more than normal. Excuse me. I had to do a little cough there. Anyway, as a retired man, you can ask my wife. I take naps probably twice a day. I take about a 30-minute nap twice a day. It's probably because I sleep with my dog at night. She's an old girl, and she needs to be on a couch that's low enough that she can get down. And when she used to sleep on my bed with me and my wife, the bed was, we have a four-poster bed from my grandmother. And it's probably, I don't know, 3.5 feet high. Anyway, we were afraid she was going to jump down and break something. So I decided I'd sleep with her out on the couch, which has become very tiring because she does get up about twice a night, sometimes three times a night, and I have to take her out so she doesn't do her duty in the house. And but, you know, when you love a dog, you love a dog. All right. A tick bite can make you allergic to what food? Oh, this is interesting. Well, let me go back and see. Nobody seems to have the answer to what in medieval England, what was used as currency specifically for rental agreements. I'll give you the answer to that. It was eels. Yikes. Eels. Eel is probably one of my least favorite animals. I'm not real fond of great white sharks either, but definitely not eels. I don't want to mess with eels. I'm not a big animal fan. I love all animals. I don't want to touch any. All right. Tick bite can make you allergic to red meat. That's kind of interesting, isn't it? I had never heard that before. Well, we'll continue on after I give you the gentleman that called in this morning. His phone number is 740-802-0895. I'll give you that after I tell you what he had to sell, but I just thought I'd get you ready. He has a Duncan Fife drop leaf 64-inch by 3-foot cherry table. That's got to be worth well more than he's asking for it. He's only asking $65 for it. You know, the problem with tables like that is so many houses don't have dining rooms anymore. Now, my house has a dining room, but it's so small. Well, we put it didn't help that we put an upright piano in it, but it's so small. If we get our entire family, the family that usually comes and visits us at Thanksgiving is my eldest son, his wife, and his 3 kids, and my sister-in-law, who lives right down the street from us, and then my wife and myself. We can't fit us. We have to have a kids' table. We put the kids out in the living room, and the rest of us can fit in the dining room. But a lot of places don't have dining rooms anymore, so they'd have no place to put this fantastic $65 Duncan Fife drop leaf 64-inch by 3-foot cherry. Yeah, I couldn't read my writing. Cherry table. He also has a humidifier, or it might have been a dehumidifier. I couldn't understand him. At the phone was dropping out a little bit on my end, I guess. Anyway, he has one of those for sale. He also has a Whirlpool air conditioner, one of those small ones, the window size. And I'm not going to tell you whether it was a humidifier or a dehumidifier. You're going to have to call him and ask, and also ask what the price for both the air conditioner and the humidifier or dehumidifier at 740-802-0895. Now, he did say 1740, so it might be a long-distance call. So 1-740-802-0895. We have somebody else on the phone. Let's go see what they have. You're on the air at Swap Shop. How can I help
you? Hey, I'm your single and only customer today.
Okay. Was that a humidifier or a dehumidifier?
Yeah, it's a dehumidifier.
Dehumidifier, okay.
It works great, you know, but like I said, they'll look real good. I think I was asking 40 for it, but the reason I called was about that table, that drop leaf table.
Oh, that's a terrific price for that.
Yeah, well, the leaves, you know, they hang down on both sides, you know, and it goes, it's 2 foot by 3 foot, and you can put it up against the wall. Well, if you want to use it, you can open up the side that's not against the wall and make it, you know,
a regular large dining room table.
And then you pull it on out, you know, for the 64. But, I mean, if you just want to have it in your kitchen, it's no wider than your countertop, and it's 3 feet the other way there.
Air conditioner.
Scary, but I know it's veneer, and it's, you know, it's not perfect, but it's a solid little table. It's got the brass claw feet on the bottom of it, and then it's got the extension piece that's 8 inches in the middle. But
fantastic.
Like I said, it don't take up hardly any room. I used it in the kitchen. We had a small kitchen. So the reason I'm selling all this stuff is because my house is up for sale, and I don't need this stuff. I was using it myself, you know, up till this point. So
how much did you want?
And that was 802-0895. I hope that you pick up on some swap shop people, because Mary needs something like that.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. We will try to build it stronger and stronger, but the virus has kind of killed us too.
Oh, well, you know, all you got to do is wear a mask.
Yeah.
You know, that's
I tell people. If you're going to go out and buy some of this stuff, be considerate of the person you're going to their house. Wear a mask. Stay back from them. Maybe put the money in an envelope and back off. Yeah,
I don't think that money that transfers anything. I deal in cash myself most of the time, but you know, I'm healthy, and of course I wear a mask and you know, when I go to Walmart, I wear rubber gloves also. So,
yep.
you know,
yep.
like I said, I'm playing, I'm healthy and ain't nobody around here to spread it I know of, but.
Let's keep it that way.
Service, and like I said, that little air conditioner is great for one little bedroom like you were talking, and thanks for,
How much did you want? I missed how much you wanted for the air conditioner.
Oh, well, I was thinking, I was asking 65 because most people come around G down to,
okay.
down, you know, 60 or whatever, excuse the Jew part, because I am a Christian, but on the other hand, probably take $60 for it.
Okay.
I paid like 140 for it.
Sure.
It's got some age to it, but it works, you know.
Yeah, and that's so important when it's 100 degrees outside.
We're going to deal a little bit. And that dehumidifier, like I said, it works, you know. Don't look real good for a basement or something, you know.
Sure. Hey, I have a dehumidifier in my basement going all the time.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it does. It gets the freezes up on those tubes real good, you know, and eats that electricity up. But, you know, it just keeps the place...
Yeah,
you know,
dry
right out a little bit.
Yeah. All right, very good. We will
what
mention
was your name again?
I'm Glenn Coble.
Glenn Coble.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Well, thanks, Glenn.
Thanks for calling in.
Have a good day.
You right, too. Bye bye. All right. Good. I'm glad he called back because we did have a couple of things that we had questions about, and now we've got the answers for it. He's got a Duncan Fife, very small initially, very small drop leaf table, but it will expand out to 64 inches by 3 feet, and he thinks it's cherry, and he said something else. It's got metal claw feet on it. He may not be asking enough money for that. But anyway, he also has a dehumidifier that he'd like to sell for $40 and also a small window Whirlpool air conditioner he'd like to sell for $60. Give him a call, 740-802-0895. I'm sure he'll talk with you on those prices. most people are willing to listen. Just don't be foolish. Don't offer him $5, okay? All right, you're listening to Glenn Coble here on Swap Shop, and we have action today, all right? Let's continue on. We asked, I already told you that koalas have fingerprints like human beings. The only other animals like that are chimpanzees and gorillas. I think I'd rather hold on to a koala than a gorilla. They might be a little tough. All right. There are animals that are constitutionally protected in Florida. I've got a caller. You tell me. I'll give you 3 minutes to answer that one. Hang on. All right. You're on the air in Swap Shop. You're on the air in Swap Shop. How can I help you?
Hey, you know, man.
Hey, Bob.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Oh, yeah. Hey, they had a call about the Palmer's Market downtown.
About what?
About the Palmer's Market being downtown.
Yes, yes. Do you know the time or if they're open?
No, it's usually run 4 to 7. Now, I know they had it last week, but he could call the health department, and they would tell him for sure if they're going to have it.
Okay. The health department would be the place to call then. All right.
Right. Call them, and they should know.
I'm sorry?
They should know if they're going to have it or not.
Okay. I will pass that along. Thanks a lot.
I was there last week because there's an article in the paper.
It wasn't there last week, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. All right.
You have a good... I'm sorry?
You have a good day.
I missed that.
All right. Talk to you later.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Bob. Thanks for the information. All right. Bob is one of our regular callers. And he gave us the information that the farmer's market is usually open from 4 to 7 on today. Last week they didn't have it. So he suggests you call the health department and they will tell you whether they're going to have it or not. Thanks a lot, Bob. Appreciate the information. All right. What were we talking about here? Oh, what animal is constitutionally protected in Florida? And I'm giving you 3 minutes to respond to that if you would like to. So let's move on. What planets literally rain diamonds? That's kind of wild. Let's move to these planets. I think it'd be very uncomfortable, though, to be rained on by a diamond, the hardest substance on the Earth. Saturn and Jupiter. Apparently, the carbon that forms diamonds actually forms in the sky on in Saturn and Jupiter and rains diamonds. Yikes. Maybe we could drive by in a little spaceship and put a scoop out as it's raining and just grab a bunch of them. What do you think? All right, we have another phone caller here on Swap Shop. Hi, you're on the air at Swap Shop.
Hey, Glenn, for your Florida question, is it alligators?
No, it's not. You know, that would be a logical response. This one is absolutely not logical. But
I figured it'd be them. You know, they got all these alligators in Louisiana, but you never see Florida.
Well, I'll give you a hint. Alligators would love to get their chops into one of these.
I got you. Thank you.
Okay. You have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Yeah, no, it's not alligators. Give us another try. Let me give you the question again. The animal that is constitutionally protected in Florida is what? Constitutionally protected. I wonder why in the world. Well, when I tell you what it is, or when one of our callers calls in and tells us what it is, maybe they'll know the answer to why in the world this animal is constitutionally protected. I'll give you another minute on that one. All right. Saudi Arabia imports camels from what country? Nah, this can't be. They import camels from Australia. Well, I guess Australia does have a lot of desert, so maybe camels were transported down there to Australia to work in the desert, and now they've got so many that I don't know. Saudi Arabia imports camels from Australia. That's kind of weird. It's like importing well, I'm not even sure what it's like. I'm going to back off on that and not even give you an analogy. All right. Who is the youngest person ever to appear on a Billboard chart? Youngest person ever to appear on a Billboard chart. I'm guessing they're talking about the magazine Billboard. But the youngest person was Blue Ivy Carter. Now, I wish they would have told us how young that person was, but they did not. So we will move on. Okay, we haven't gotten an answer yet on what animal is constitutionally protected in Florida. I'll give you I'll answer one more question, and then we'll go back to that if I don't get a call. All right. What is the only state that borders just one other state? Oh, I know the answer to this. My aunt lived in this state, and my cousins. And my uncle. The state is Maine. All the other borders are either water or Canada. Well, I think they're water on all the other sides. Because I think the St. Lawrence Seaway separates the northern part of Maine from Canada. So I think there's water all around it. Pretty interesting. Well, you know, there is one state that no state borders on, and that would have to be Hawaii, right? All right, let's go back, and I will tell you what the animal is that is constitutionally protected in Florida. Hey, thanks for the call where you thought it was alligators, I think somebody said, or crocodiles. I never know the difference. Anyway, the animal that is constitutionally protected in Florida would be great lunch for an alligator. Pigs. They're constitutionally protected. I have no idea why a pig would be constitutionally protected in Florida. I really have no idea. I'm not even going to hazard a guess on that. How'd they get bacon? Oh, well. I can't live life without a little bacon. You know, after I had my heart attack, they told me I couldn't eat bacon because it had so much salt in it. But I found low sodium bacon. And it's not bad. It's not as good as high sodium bacon. All right. What is the Twitter Birds official? What is the Twitter Birds official? I'm guessing they mean, what is the Twitter Bird's official name? Well, it's Larry. You know that little bird you see when you do Twitter? Hey, let me give you, our caller is trying to sell a couple of things here. We have three items for sale. He has a Duncan Fife drop leaf table. He says it's really small when everything's dropped down. You can put it up against the wall and it'll be out of the way. But when you lift everything up, it goes to 64 inches by 3 feet. So it becomes a decent sized table. And he thinks it's made out of cherry. And it does have metal feet, claw feet on it, which says to me he's not asking enough money at $65. But also he has a dehumidifier for sale for $40 and a Whirlpool window air conditioner for $60. And the phone number there, if you're interested in finding out more information or if you want him to hold on to it for you while you get in the car and drive over to his place, 740-802-0895. Let me give you that phone number one more time. 740-802-0895. And if you want to put something on, we only have 10 minutes, 9 minutes. If you want to put something on Swap Shop, give us a call at 740-383-9954. I'm sorry, 9944. Let me give you that again because I messed it up. 740-383-9944 here on Swap Shop. All right. Another caller called in to let us know that if you're interested in finding out about the farmer's market that they usually hold downtown from 4 o'clock to 7 o'clock, you might call the health department because nobody's quite sure whether that's going to go on or not, all right? Thanks a lot, Bob, for the information. What is a community of ants called? I think this would be pretty logical. A community of ants is called a colony. All right, we have a phone caller. Let's go to the phones. You're on Swap Shop. How can we help you?
Hey, Glenn, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. This is the bike man.
Yeah, the bike guy.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm glad. I have your name and phone number in my wallet. But I don't tell the police this. I left my wallet at home.
Oh, yeah, they kind of wonder who you are.
Yeah, especially when you're driving your car. So,
and okay, you're not Glenn Cole.
I'm about 8 blocks from my house, so hopefully I won't have to go too far. Tell us about your bike deals.
Well, unfortunately, I don't have any.
Oh, my.
Yes, I am freshly sold out.
You fixed them all and gave them away, huh? Or sold them or whatever you
did. Yeah, I gave some away and sold some. The bikes I got right now have done been spoken for.
Okay.
So right now I'm pretty much free. Well, my sister broke her hip too. So
that's not good.
That put a kibosh on me hunting a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. So you wouldn't turn down somebody who has an old bike they just want to get rid of, right?
No. No, right now, the way the bike situation's going on and with China and everything, they've tightened everything up.
Yeah, yeah.
If you go out to Walmart and you go out to Myers, you look at the racks there, they're bare.
Is that right?
Yeah.
But you'll repair people's bikes, right?
Oh, yeah, I'll repair them, and if I can get the parts.
Yeah.
That's another thing that's becoming scarce, too, along with the bikes. You're not getting the parts. Some of them are backed up anywhere from 6 months to a year.
Wow.
Yeah.
So how can we help you?
Well, I'm just trying to educate people on what's going on with the bike situation with China and everything. If you got a good bike, you know, and you think it's junk, don't throw it away.
Okay, yeah.
Well, no, you know, because you don't know if you're going to be able to purchase one for a foreseeable future now.
So if they wanted you to either repair it or they wanted to give it to you or sell it cheap to you, where would they call?
Same number, 740-382-8655.
8655, okay.
Yeah, like I said, they're beginning to be big market deals now. People are just grabbing what they can get.
Yeah.
And you know what's going to happen eventually? The bottom's going to drop out. Then you're going to have 100 million bikes available.
Yeah, yeah.
It all has, it's like a vicious circle.
Yeah.
It all comes around.
Well, I think I've told you this before. I watch bikes on Craigslist. It just, my wife and I keep thinking, maybe we ought to have bikes to ride around when we go camping. I did notice the prices are creeping up. So maybe that's the reason, huh?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, what you used to be able to get for $5, $10, $20, you're just not getting them
anymore. No, they're all ranging in above $60, and most of them above $100, yeah.
Oh, yeah, and it really shouldn't have to be that way.
Yeah.
I mean, it used to be plentiful right now, and I, you know, would hope people would just consider, you know, instead of just leaving it out to the curb, if it needs something simple, you know.
You can do it.
Yeah. Believe me, it's going to help you in the long run.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just scratched my head there. I do a lot of auctions and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it's getting to the point where you can't pick them up cheap there anymore either.
Yeah, I'll be darned.
I try to pick the most cleanest and the least amount of work that I had to work on a bike.
Yeah.
And that's beginning to be non-existent.
Well, if I'm going to buy one, I better get going, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I can't tell you when this stuff's all going to turn around.
Yeah.
But eventually, we'll get back to where it was once China decides, I don't know whether they're not shipping them or whether we're not accepting, or I don't know what the deal is with that.
Well, everything that's going on in the world right now is a mystery to me. So.
I know Rocky's has got a nice selection of bikes up there.
Yeah.
I was just up there the other day, and he's got some beautiful bikes up there. And
I've heard a lot of good things about Rocky's, yeah.
Oh, that kid up there is running.
Yeah, you've told us
really,
that.
He's really good. Yeah, and his parents are really good, too. You know?
Excellent.
They're good people to deal with, and they're honest with you. So
yep.
I got to give them props.
Okay. Well, we're about ready to end here, so I'm going to, I'll mention your phone number one more time and tell people that you will repair their bike for them, and I keep telling them they ought to at least give you a tip.
Oh, well, that's not necessary either. It's just a hobby that I love to do.
Yeah, all right. Well, thanks for calling in.
Yes, sir. You have a super-duper day.
You do. You too. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. He is such a nice man. He'll repair your bike for nothing. Now, don't do that to him. Give him a fiver or a ten or something. You know, give him a little something. His number is 740-382-8655, and I'll give you one last chance at these other items. A gentleman has a Duncan Fife drop leaf table, a cherry, and it's 64 inches by 3 feet. For $65, he has a dehumidifier for $40, and he has a Whirlpool AC for $60. I have one more phone caller. Unfortunately, phone caller, I'm sorry I can't take you because we're out of time. You're listening to Swap Shop here on, wait a minute. Maybe I can. Let's see. I don't think I can. No. I can't. Sorry about that, caller. Call back next week on Swap Shop, and we will try to swap whatever you're trying to sell. Thanks a lot. And you have been watching, listening to Swap Shop on WWGH. I'm Glenn Coble. We'll do this again next week. Same time, same station. Thanks a lot for calling Swap Shop. I hope you enjoyed the show. We will try to have more callers next week. It seems like we're starting to pick up a little bit, all right? You're listening to WWGH 107.4.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. For 107-year-old viral video sensation Virginia McLaurin on meeting President and Mrs. Barack Obama.
You said, now you'd be able to die happy. Why did that mean so much?
Well, you see, I'm 106, and this is my wish, always wish that would happen.